going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, understand something. In the past, when the Democrats would win a majority, say the presidency, the Senate, the House, we'd grit our teeth knowing they were going to do the usual, raise taxes, wreck the economy, we'd have to come back and fix it later, and do all kinds of socially offensive things. It sucked, but you could come back from it with the Bill of Rights still intact. Folks, from now on, going forward, whenever they win, our very basic Bill of Rights, individual liberties, will not only be under direct attack, they will likely cease to exist. And every time they win, we will risk never being able to come out of it again. Or as some online say, having to shoot our way out of what we voted into. If what I'm about to tell you doesn't convince you of that, I don't know what will. Remember back in 2021 when Joe Biden announced his domestic terror program? The domestic terrorists were us, Trump supporters. And the way the forward-facing public program went was they were going to be investigating our crimes. In other words, there'd be criminal predicate, which is, since the founding, what you needed to investigate a person. But there was a classified version of this, and it was just released by Tulsi Gabbard, and it is shocking. John Lott wrote about it in Real Clear Politics. I'll put the source in the sources because everybody should read it. If you remember, there was a public plan for dealing with domestic terrorists, which was white supremacist Nazi Republicans, of course, but it was only going to be the criminal white supremacist Nazi Republicans. In other words, those engaged in crimes. Okay, this is the classified version of that report, i.e., the rest of the plan. What you see here, folks, is them using classification to cover their crimes. It's a classic hallmark of the deep state. The classified version of the plan was called Strategic Implementation Plan for Countering Domestic Terrorism. How are domestic terrorists, according to the plan, identified? Through non-criminal behavior. That's a direct quote. The plan lays out how concerning non-criminal behavior, mainly speech, and in some cases, religious beliefs, and I'm not talking Islamic or jihadist, I'm talking Catholic and Christian beliefs, would be used as indicators for targeting. Folks, this is targeting by law enforcement agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI. The plan laid out how this would be dealt with through censorship, closing people's accounts at banks or financial institutions called debanking until they were virtually banned from the digital transaction system, and gun control. The plan flat out says that censorship is necessary to protect democracy and free speech, which is Orwellian and bizarre. The language closely mirrors the European Digital Security Act. We've seen how that works in that country. Opposition parties, conservative parties, populist parties, parties modeled on Donald Trump, political movements modeled on him, are utterly silenced online and are not allowed to campaign at all, at least not online. Essentially, what has happened here is that the Democrats implemented their own Digital Services Act, but they did it secretly and used classification to hide it. Lott writes, the Biden administration obliterated the line between lawful expression and criminal intent by encouraging federal agencies to monitor speech that involved no criminal activity. So far, and especially in arguing before the Supreme Court, that the FBI was just trying to keep everybody safe during COVID. Once you read the declassified version of the plan, Lott writes, it becomes clear the Biden administration's actions weren't necessarily by accident. Despite repeated public denials, it followed an explicit policy of identifying people based solely on their political and religious views. The program tagged people for targeting by using used symbols online like 2A, referencing the Second Amendment, the Betsy Ross flag, the Gadsden flag, as indicators of potential domestic terrorism. Okay, folks, understand where they were when they did this. They had stolen this election using fraudulent votes, ghost votes, illegal immigrant votes. We've documented all of that in the past. I'm not going to go back through. At this point in 2021, the Republican leadership even refused to acknowledge it. In other words, they had total power. They believed they did. They were going to win every election from now on. They were going to cheat. They were going to steal. They could begin the political crackdown, USSR style. That's what this was. Here's John Lott, the professor who wrote the piece about this declassified plan, this declassified document in Real Clear Politics.
The one that they hid was very troubling because the thing they put out in 2021 made it look like they were just going after criminals, people who were committing crimes with regard to domestic terrorism. The one that was just declassified last week makes it very clear that they were going after non-criminals. They were looking at people simply based on their political views, whether they were using symbols like 2A for the Second Amendment, where they were using things like the Betsy Ross flag as ways of flagging people that may have views that the administration didn't like. But they did more than worry about censorship stuff. Or what they also try to do is what they call debanking. Make it so that people couldn't go and use different financial institutions. So you have people like John Eastman, who is a lawyer, and other lawyers who were working for Trump after the 2020 election. They found that their bank accounts with Bank of America or other institutions were being closed. It's become clear that people based on their religious views or other political views were having their financial institutions closing their accounts that were there. When you had leaks come out, when whistleblowers would come out and say, look, they're spying on Catholics, or whether they're recording the license plates for people who had attended school board meetings and spoken out against some of the policies that were at the school boards, the Biden administration would go back and say, oh, we're only doing this because we're concerned about potential crimes or people who were actually involved in criminal activity. When you read Tulsi Gabbard declassified last week, it's clear that they were looking at much more than people who were involved in criminal activity. And that, to me, is extremely concerning. It's a line that I don't think we've ever seen crossed by any administration in the past.
Folks, right now, AOC and Bernie Sanders are flying around the country doing rallies warning about the so-called oligarchy. Ironically, they've been flying around. The New York Post busted them in a, get this, $15,000 an hour jet that's been transporting them. Yeah, which shows you who the oligarchy actually is. But here's a question. They've been warning that, you know, Trump and Musk, people like that are the oligarchy. We got to fight them. But if Melania Trump was debanked and Barron Trump was debanked, and Eric Trump says the family has had to shift to using cryptocurrency because of debanking, then they're not the oligarchs. The Democrats are. Remember Donald Trump calling out the CEO of Bank of America when he was speaking at that World Economic Forum ComFab calling him out to his face about debanking.
But I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives, because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank. And that included a place called Bank of America. This conservative, they don't take conservative business. And I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what, but you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives, because what you're doing is wrong.
Mr. President, I'll say that your friend Gianni said hello, told me to tell you hello, and we look forward to sponsoring the World Cup when it comes both this summer for the club and next year. So thank you for getting that for the United States.
Did you hear the nervousness in the B of A CEO's voice? Didn't deny it, did he?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Folks, never forget how bad this got. Let me remind you about the Joe Rogan interview with Mark Andreessen. Billionaire, huge fundraiser and donor for the Democrat Party. And up until the months before the Trump election, he had raised or donated a whopping $86 million to the Democrat Party, was one of the top six donors in the entire nation. But remember what Mark Andreessen does now. He owns a startup capital company for tech companies, and he started finding that he was losing money or he couldn't make any because he couldn't fund startups, because if they competed at all with the existing tech companies, all of which are loyal to the Democrats, then it could be anything from Bitcoin processors to just any kind of AI, they'd be debanked of their political views. Why? Because the Democrats only want a few companies that answer to them to exist. That's how bad this got. Let's remember Mark Andreessen on Joe Rogan describing the horror of this.
This started about 15 years ago with this thing called Operation Choke Point, where they decided to, as marijuana started to become legal, as prostitution started to become legal, and then guns, which there's always a fight about. Under the Obama administration, they started to debank legal marijuana businesses, escort businesses, and then gun shops, just like your gun manufacturers. And just like you're done, you're out of the banking system. And so if you're running a medical marijuana dispensary in 2012, like, you, guess what? You're doing your business all in cash, because you literally can't get a bank account. You can't get a Visa terminal. You can't process transactions. You can't do payroll. You can't do direct deposit. You can't get insurance. Like, none of that stuff is available. You've been sanctioned, right? None of that stuff is available. And then this administration extended that concept to apply it to tech founders, crypto founders, and then just generally political opponents.
So,
yeah. So that's been like super pernicious.
And I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, 100%. And this is called, so it's Operation Choke Point 1.0 was 15 years ago against the pot and the guns. Choke Point 2.0 is primarily against their political enemies and then to their disfavored tech startups. And it's hit the tech world. Like, we've had like 30 founders debanked in the last 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a big recurring pattern.
30?
This is one of the reasons why we ended up supporting Trump. It's like we can't live in this world. We can't live in a world where somebody starts a company that's a completely legal thing and then they literally like get sanctioned, right, and embargoed by the United States government through a completely unaccountable, no due process. None of this is written down. There's no rules. There's no court. There's no decision process. There's no appeal. Who do you appeal to, right? Like, who do you go to get your bank account back?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.